Good morning, a Thursday morning, and you know what that means. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, sort of a sad note. We're talking today about Senator Jim Seward, who announced he's retiring after 34 years.
Yes, David. You know, nowadays, as you know, politicians like ball players are always on their way somewhere. You never get to know them. An exception is State Senator Jim Seward, who has represented Otsego County since 1985. He had a cancer scare in 2016 and recovered, but the cancer resurfaced last fall, and this past Monday he announced he would serve out his term but can't take on the rigors of another campaign. This is a big loss for Otsego County. For the past 34 years, 17 two-year terms, New York State's 51st Senate District, which covers almost a dozen counties, has been centered here in Milford, where Jim Seward was raised and still lives. He's among the two or three most senior Republicans in the state Senate, and as you know, seniority means a lot. He understands what the programs are, where the funding is, and how to get it here. He was able to acquire grants for SUNY Oneonta's Dewar Arena, $6 million for the Foothills Performing Arts Center, and $5 million for the upgrade of Doubleday Field here in Cooperstown, and that's just scratching the surface. When the Great Recession started to hit upstate hard, he organized two Seward summits, bringing in experts who redefined the way we think about economic development. One international recruiter of manufacturers told us, without a single point of contact, and without shovel-ready sites, we weren't even in the game of bringing new employers here. In the first year of the Governor's Regional Economic Development Council, we won a meager $140,000 in funding. With Seward's nudging, today we're winning many millions annually. What's his favorite part of the job, we asked him. He answered, when someone, a cancer survivor, for instance, comes up to him and says, "You saved my life." Constituent service is key to his operation, and when insurance companies get a query from the senator's office, they often decide a procedure is covered after all. When we posted the news he was retiring, our Facebook page blew up with praise and regret at his decision. Quite a testimony.
Did the senator mention who or if there's anyone he'd like to see replace him?
Well, Chris Teague, the new assemblyman from Schoharie County, he won a special election after Pete Lopez was named the EPA regional administrator by President Trump, is talking about it, and has won some initial support from the various county chairmen. He plans to let us know by the end of the week whether he's in.
Jim Kevlin, always on top of the news, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Thank you, David.